brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm blown away. George Soros' website said that we have a tiny audience, a limited audience, when we are 2,500 plus points above them in traffic rankings. I mean, to describe that, that's like, if you look at the metric on the graph, I gotta do the math on it. 15 times bigger, just one of our websites, not counting all the media platforms we are on. These people just think they control reality, and then say that we're saying black people are going to riot. We're showing quotes of people and didn't call them black people. You're the ones that engage in that. I'm just so sick of these people. I'm so sick of their lecturing and their saying they control reality. You don't control reality. Reality is reality. You don't control it. They want to dumb the population down, though, so that they can control reality to a certain extent with the people they've ruined. Tucker in North Carolina, then William, Ivan, Bonnie, Matt, others. We'll get to all of you. We're going to go to Matt here in a minute, listening on 880 AM. Go ahead, Tucker. Thanks for holding, or Trucker, excuse me.
Hey, Alex. First time, long time. Just wanted to let you know that you're dead on about what you said about the Secret Service and FBI, because I had a situation about 3 years ago where I was on a website. It's kind of a hobby website. And we were discussing some of the political views, and I made mention of George Soros and Obama being tied together. And somebody made an offhand comment referring to what happened to JFK. And next thing I know, you know, the Secret Service called my house asking to do an interview.
No, and I mean, that's my thing. I've been visited and called. It's actually more than three times. I forget all the times. And I'm like, wow, these people get to do it. And if one of my listeners makes a mild comment about somebody ought to do something about Obama, close quote, boom. I mean, they're here. They're here bugging their eyes out at me. And I'm just like, come on, man. And they're like, oh, it's no big deal to have thousands of people threatening to kill Romney on Twitter. Alex, you racist. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of their double standards, man.
Well, what the thing of it was, when I went to the interview, I was just, you know, wasn't scared or anything, and I just went in there and just sat down calmly, tried to tell them, look, this is just a group of people who are frustrated by what we see is going on, and we're just sitting around like guys after work having a beer, just, you know, venting the frustration. You know, nobody's going out and acting on anything. We're just, you know, shooting the breeze.
Yeah, I would advise you never to go in. I mean, you know, if they want to show up, that's one issue, because they won't leave you alone if you don't tell them, but, you know, you're not planning anything. But if it's some mild statement, it's politically protected, I don't have a criminal record, no, I don't plan anything, we're done talking. But the problem is now they'll go have a psychological commitment and say, well, we're going to grab you and make sure you're not crazy. But again, they do this to people that don't even call for violence, and we cover it and say that's wrong. But then when people actually call for violence, we're supposed to support that. Well, I mean, I'm not. Every time, Nightline, MSNBC, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Associated Press, Reuters, Discovery Channel, History Channel, BBC, Channel 4, every time they're here, CBS Local was here a few weeks ago, they go, you know, you think you're going to cause violence with what you're doing? It's always violence, violence. You're going to cause violence. We're not talking about violence here. You know, the issue is if they try to confiscate guns in this country, I wouldn't want to be the police and military because that's a death warrant. I'm just stating facts here. You know, this authoritarian takeover, I know that the authoritarians really want to get this country in the bag, but it isn't going to be a cakewalk. Anyways, how did the Secret Service meeting end? I apologize. I'm ranting.
Well, the other thing about that interview was, is I got to thinking after talking, hearing you talk about the little bug-eyed minions. One of the guys, they were playing good cop, bad cop, kind of. You know, one guy was sitting there just writing down the information. And every time I said something, you know, in a calm, you know, quiet manner, this guy would jump up at me and just his eyes would...
Hold on, I want to hear the rest of the story. I want to hear the rest of it. Stay there. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Going to a caller, trucker in North Carolina, listening on XM Radio 166. We're going to Matt, listening on 880 AM in Arkansas, and many others here in a moment. But I was telling the story of, actually, I've had more than three Secret Service visits in 17 years on air. I was forgetting about some of the others, and when they do the phone call thing, and we've gotten phone calls before. Just asking us, we see some really strong rhetoric here, calling the president a pig and a criminal and this kind of stuff. You're not planning anything, are you? And we're just like, those are comments on our website. That's protected free speech. Click. But other times they show up when somebody's actually making threats. I mean, it's so stupid. My issue is, don't make threats against Obama. Don't make them against Mitt Romney. Don't do that. That's mindless, it's stupid, and the Secret Service is going to come, if it's Obama. Now you've got all these Romney haters saying he should be killed, and we've got links to their public Twitters and Facebooks where they're saying it, and George Soros front groups, publicly run by the White House and Soros' money, Think Progress and others, are just flipping out against DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com and you know, the fact that we dare do any research. But I mean, it's Thomas Sowell, Creator Syndicate. That's in newspapers all over the country. Economist, respected. He was talking about it a week ago. KABC, you know, one of the biggest radio stations in the country, is doing news reports on it last week. Literally dozens of newspapers have been covering it. The Chicago newspaper covered it. And then we cover it, and we're bad, folks. We're supposed to just say, oh, well, here, you know, thousands of people saying they're going to burn stuff and do things, and hundreds. You just pull it up saying they're going to kill Romney. That's not a news item. No, no, no. We're bad. You know, if you're against Obama health care, government-run health care, you're a racist. If you're against big government, you're a racist. It's just mindless. If you don't want open borders and tens of millions of people getting free welfare running around saying that the U.S. doesn't belong to the U.S., you're a racist. No, I just want my freedom, okay? I want to be left alone. I want the Second Amendment. I'm sick of my property taxes going up, the income taxes. I know the globalists plan on shutting down the middle class. I know our country's losing its prosperity under globalism. I just want America back, okay? I don't care what color your skin is, and I'm quite frankly sick of your obsessions with it. I'm sick of the media force-feeding it. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. Now, real briefly, because we were in the last segment, we had to go to break. You were saying mild stuff on a hobby website you and some friends had. Secret Service calls you in, and that one guy played good cop, other guy bad cop, screaming at you. But see, that's because somebody said something about Obama. See, your problem was you should have said it about the election process or Romney, and then you would have been okay, bud. See, because they can't ever admit this is going on. You understand? It's all political intimidation. They're arresting talk show hosts. We've done shows. We've listened to them for saying Obama is a criminal and going to bring the country down. They come and grab them for psychiatric reasons and drag them away. So this is their truth squads. Did you hear me play prosecutors saying we'll arrest you if you talk bad about the president from mainstream television? Did you hear that last hour?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, these are authoritarians here. I'm not even supposed to point out that they're saying they want to burn stuff down if we don't go along with it.
They did threaten to arrest me at the time when I came in, even before we started the interview. The whole thing was is they kept going in and out of the room, and I think they were trying to sweat me out. And they, you know, the one guy kept jumping up in my face and going, every time I said something was, the only question he would ask was, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I'm sitting there looking at the other guy going, is this guy stupid or what? You know, I'm plainly explaining in simple terms.
What was the statement?
Okay, I'll put it in quotations. I basically said when George Soros and Obama were together at the European thing a couple of years back, I said if someone were to, if something were to happen to them, about half the world's problems would be solved.
Yeah, I mean, that's purely politically protected, a flippant, sarcastic comment about the world be a better place. Sure. Yeah, totally protected. Versus people saying, quote, I'm going to stick an Uzi in Mitt Romney's mouth and blow his head off. They're saying, I'm going to assassinate them, close quote. And you watch the Secret Service will probably come and say, I said I'm going after Romney. They know the public's dumbed down. They'll probably say, I said it. I mean, you know, this is how they operate. I mean, they just count on the public not paying attention. It's like drive-by media where it's just splashed up there hoping you don't pay attention. Real fast, we've got to go to their callers. How did this end?
Well, it ended basically with them just taking pictures of me, and that was it. You know, I was released, but they didn't, you know, they just interviewed, asked much questions, how many guns did I own, and all this other stuff.
Yeah, well, you're lucky they didn't grab you and say you were mentally ill. I appreciate your call. Again, that's what I'm saying. They've got newscasts going. I just played it. Was that an NBC affiliate saying you'll be arrested if you talk bad about Obama? I just played that. And I know talk show hosts, we've had them on, who've been grabbed under psychiatric evaluation for saying the president's a criminal. They want to intimidate free speech, period. And I'm not going to put up with it. Let's go to Matt in Arkansas, listening on 880 AM KLRG. The giant, isn't that a 50,000-watt blowtorch? I know I get calls from states all over the place from that one. Matt, welcome to the airwaves.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate you taking my call. I just want to let you know I'm just now woke up probably within the last 6 months, and there's a show on the same station that you're on KLRG that's basically just like you, and those guys, they follow you. The name of their show is We the People Radio, and that they woke me up to you, and it pointed me basically to you to figure out what's going on. I want to thank you for waking me up, and I want to thank them too. But I want to tell you, you're hitting the nail right on the head with this, and it's sad that it has to be brought into a divide and conquer type instant to show us that how difficult this thing is. Why come we can't just have fair elections and let the people take care of things, but instead we want to get, the media wants to get involved and throw their weight around because we know that the corporations and the media are the ones controlling everything.
When you watch MSNBC, they race monger. That's all they do. It's like 90% of it is to create racial division in the name of stopping racial division. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, I did not grow up and have not lived my life obsessed with race, and I'm just tired of it. And they are pushing it. But what about the double standard, though, that if you say something mild about Obama, they come arrest you now, but you can say kill Mitt Romney?
Out, Alex. These guys I was telling you about, there's another guy on the radio station with him that's a big, hardcore Rush Limbaugh-type Republican, and these guys have went after him about his stances and about saying that Mitt Romney's not going to be any different than Barack Obama, and he's totally shut them off. He attacked them with straw man arguments, and that's what's wrong with America is we can't have legitimate sit down and debate with people because it's all about our team has to win. And,
well, exactly, and exactly. Great points. I appreciate your call. Yeah. But again, I don't even want to get into a Rush Limbaugh bashing fest. You know, here's the deal with Rush Limbaugh. He's the biggest talk show host in the world. He has the biggest audience, not just in the U.S. If you're able to shut him down, which they're trying, everybody else will fall in line. That's the issue why the White House is always going after him. And yeah, what do you expect in the team mindset? Everybody knows Mitt Romney's anti-gun, pro-abortion, globalist, you know, all this stuff. But they think he's better than Obama, so it's like, all right, well, let's just shut up about that. And I think it's wrong that mainline Republicans attack constitutionalists and libertarians when we don't like Mitt Romney. Even one of Ron Paul's, you know, campaign heads wrote an article saying, you know, don't criticize the Bilderberg group when I was at Bilderberg. And they're just mad, not Ron Paul, he's good. They're just mad, the little political guys, that they're not getting all the attention. A lot of this is just political jealousy. You've kind of got like the old guard, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all them over there. And you know, people are just, you know, they want to really get America back, not have Republicans talk about it all day. So there's a major shift, and people are waking up, those that actually know how to get informed. The problem is a vast group of people are totally dumbed down. Let's talk to William in Vegas. He's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What do you think about all this?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is extremely important. I'm active duty military in Virginia, and the fix is in. If you can look up Army Regulation 525-27, Chapter 2, Section 3, this is the Army emergency response program. And in chapter 2, section 3, it talks about incident management response. Okay, this regulation reorganizes everything from the Joint Chiefs Staff down and places them under the control of FEMA, which falls under DHS.
No, I knew that. And actually, it's in that group of regulations that it gets into the. Have you seen the Army manual for military police on re-education camps?
Roger.
So, I shouldn't have said Vegas. I saw you're in Virginia. So are you a military police?
Negative.
Well, I mean, what do the other guys you're around think of this?
There's a lot of people that are awake and are afraid to talk. But what this regulation really does is it fixes and it completely merges any resource that the Army can bring to bear with local resources of the cities around it. And I'm talking about everything, Mr. Jones. Everything, personnel, reconnaissance assets, military police, everything.
No, it's a federal.
They are ready.
It's a total. It's a total federal takeover. You know, I don't want to skip two breaks today, but I got Dr. Glidden on. You know, I know about the particular regs you're talking about. Would you like to come on as a guest on the nightly news, you know, incognito and talk about this?
I would.
Okay, give me that reg, because I know I've read it, but I forget the number. What's the reg again?
It is Army Regulation 525-27. It is a 31-page Army regulation that was published in 2008, was not released until recently, and it was actually previewed in the newest Army Times, where on every military installation they are bringing in what they are calling...
Stay there. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce for the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to, he's becoming a frequent guest here for the balance of the broadcast. We're trying to jam in some of the calls that are holding on the whole health crisis issue. But you probably just heard that gentleman call in who was spot on, but I'd like to get him on incognito for his analysis of it. It was issued in 2008. We have it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Army Regulation 525-27. And if you go there, just type in Army Reg 525-27. It's got all the forced inoculation Roundup news. And then it ties into other regs that if you look up, well, then you learn about stuff like re-education camps. This is the 1.6 billion bullets. It's the Roundup plan, and the total federalization is already in place. This has already been in place secretly and illegally for a while, but now they're saying it's legal. And it's got the Emergency Powers Act in there. It's got it all right there. And it puts the military under Homeland Security. And actually, in this, they always hire a group of thugs to command the older military and police because that always goes back to some esprit de corps and a code. Hitler did it, the brown shirts, the Soviets did it. And the TSA will command these people because that's why you can go get a TSA course now, and then it says you're allowed to stick your hands down people's pants anywhere, in a security situation. So it's like they're the magic wand you wave, and there's no Bill of Rights or Constitution anymore. Okay, I'm going to shut up about that, but we'll be covering that Army document more. Now, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to move fast with him because flu season's here. And he sent me a whole bunch of documents he wants to go over here on the show today. Dr. Peter Glidden, a GCN radio host in his own right. He also advises and works with us at InfoWarsHealth.com, all the videos and information that's at InfoWarsHealth.com. I want to get into drugging all kids now, they say, is good. You're not living in the Twilight Zone. This is really happening. But I've mentioned this three times. I'm going to mention it one more time and then get Glidden's take on this and then move on to other issues. I've seen every day a whole bunch, two or three, four, five articles saying there are no side effects from the flu. It's a conspiracy theory to say that there are from flu vaccines or any other vaccine. And here is the News Journal, one I like to use in the last week. Take your medicine. Getting a flu shot is part of being a good neighbor. But I thought if you've taken it, you're protected. Why do I have to take it? And it says there is absolutely no harm from getting a flu vaccine. In fact, if we can show people a document cam shot, I'll actually show them this article right here. There is absolutely no harm from getting a vaccination. Don't let yourself be fooled. Hold it up. Don't let yourself be fooled with wild rumors. And once he's talking, we can show it then. Here is the CDC reaction sheet. It's 20 pages, and then it links to things in some cases that are hundreds of pages long. This is just a summary right here. And again, I'll put it right here. Absolutely. That's great. I guess I can show people out there. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, just go to the CDC site and type in possible side effects from vaccines. It's got everything from headaches, abdominal pain, bleeding, diarrhea, death, allergic reactions, autoimmune disorders, comas, nonstop fever, seizures, coma, lowered consciousness. And there it is, seizures, coma. I mean, I can just go on and on. I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, go read it. Gardasil, fainting, convulsions, people have been dying from it. I mean, go read it. But they just said, Dr. Glidden, that this doesn't exist, that we're conspiracy mongers. What do you say to that?
I say that they're liars and that they should be thrown in jail for endangering public health because the facts of the matter are clear. There have been over $5 billion in money paid out in legal settlements for negative reactions to the flu vaccine, just the flu vaccine. I'm not talking about hepatitis or any other type of vaccine, just the flu vaccine, because it caused something called Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is paralysis, and they proved that it was related to the influenza vaccine and awarded over $5 billion in damages. Furthermore, check this out. This is a direct quote from Dr. J. Anthony Morris, who formerly the chief vaccine control officer at the FDA. This was the guy that was in charge of the vaccination department at the FDA, and here is a direct quote. I quote, "There is no evidence that any influenza vaccine thus far developed is effective in preventing or negating any attack of influenza. The producers of these vaccines know that they are worthless, but they go on selling them anyway," end quote. It is a gigantic scam of biblical proportions. Big Pharma is in bed with the vaccine makers, and you shouldn't trust them.
Well said. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor because you sent me a lot of documents. I'm going to be showing document cam shots of this, but also quoting where people can get it if they're a radio listener. But, folks, this is a life and death situation. You know you've heard the news say there's no side effects, period. We're conspiracy theorists. Go read the CDC website. It says it'll kill you in many cases. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Live from Austin, Texas,
oh, yeah.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've interviewed scores of medical doctors, brain surgeons, scientists, nutritionists, endocrinologists, pharmacists, you name it. I read the mainline studies. I mean, it's hundreds of mainline studies the last few years admitting vaccines give you what they say you get, lower your immunity, give you cancer. The insert says can give you cancer. Of all, can kill you. And all we say is read the insert. Don't believe the newspaper when they tell you there's no side effects. I mean, folks, they're killing people. We're going back to Dr. Glidden of FireMDNow.com. He has an amazing radio show as well here in just a moment. He's right here at GCNLive.com, right here on the great Genesis Network that I'm so proud to be a part of. But we got the 48-hour money bomb broadcast coming up to raise the money we need for satellite uplinks and to finish some new studios, some new sets, and all the new reporters and everything we're doing here. And we don't get money from George Soros or money from government bailouts. We get money from you supporting us. So be sure and go to the eBay account. The Money Bomb starts officially when Thursday morning, but you can go donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com right now. And speaking of that, here is our own reporter, Jakari Jackson. I don't even know he did this. He does such a great job, so prolific. Here's Jakari Jackson promoing some of the stuff that is that we're auctioning off, pieces of history. Here it is.
It's time once again for our annual Money Bomb, our 48-hour broadcast to raise $1 million for our operation. But for our donators, we do have special gifts. With a donation of $365, you get the limited edition InfoWars Money Bomb t-shirt. With a donation of $500, you get not only the t-shirt, but also five DVDs. And with a donation of $1,000, you get the t-shirt, the DVDs, and the limited edition InfoWars Money Bomb Bullhorn, pre-recorded with a special message from Alex himself. Now be aware that your contributions do not have to be limited to donations. The InfoWars shop will be up and operating the full 48 hours. But the action isn't limited to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Stop by eBay for these great gifts, such as the InfoWars Sledgehammer, broken in and signed by Alex himself.
Oh yeah, New World Order. The InfoWars coming for you.
As well as these other great tools. And the granddaddy of all auction prizes, the Norman microphone that Alex has used in his broadcast daily for the past several years.
It's InfoWars Money Bomb 2012.
And just in case they go out of style this November, we dug deep and pulled out the Obama Joker shirt. And as you can see, it bears the Alex Jones signature right there. The InfoWars Money Bomb launches this Thursday, October 18th, and runs for 48 hours. Click on the links at the bottom of the screen to navigate you where you need to go. I'm Jakari Jackson, and if you are watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh, he's good. Oh, man, I love these reporters. Okay, well, there you go. Great job. I told him not to use that clip of me going really crazy with a sledgehammer, but we'll post it up at InfoWars.com now that it's out. Okay, let's get into the serious news. Saving lives, Dr. Glidden holding while I've been ranting. Get into the flu shot, the history of it, and where this is going, because as you know, the reason I said yesterday, I said we'd be proud to get Dr. Glidden on tomorrow, and thanks for coming on short notice. They're lying in Colorado and in Rhode Island, saying it's the law, first responders, anybody at a hospital that works there or comes there, cops, has to take a flu shot, and they're lying, saying it's the law to take it to go to school. So the fraud is intensifying, even as all the news came out, as you know. Well, I mean, just go over what's going on. You've got the floor for the balance of the transmission, Dr. Glidden.
Thanks so much, Alex. Well, look, here's the deal. You know, drugs are like guns. There's nothing wrong with drugs per se. It's like guns. There's nothing wrong with a gun. It's how it's used. Well, it's the same with prescription medication. It's the same with vaccinations. If they worked, no problem. But guess what? They don't work. Numerous studies have shown that with the influenza vaccine, at best, there is a 9% effectiveness. 9%! That's a very small number. The only reason that the flu shot is advocated because the pharmaceutical companies are in bed with the government. The government gives them sweetheart deals, gives them millions of dollars a year to manufacture the influenza vaccine. It's a sweetheart deal. They get all of your money, all of your tax money. The government gives it to them. They make the influenza vaccine. Now they got to sell it. They've got it. They've got to move it. So they give you misinformation, misdirection, smoke and mirrors. Oh, it's really good. Oh, it does all of this. Well, guess what? It does not. And just a little bit of investigation on your part will show you. This is, you know, I sent Alex a bunch of stuff. You should have them posted up. Even just do a Google search for influenza ineffectiveness. The flu shot doesn't work. It's a bad idea. And, you know, if it didn't cause neurological damage, if it didn't cause severe respiratory distress, if it didn't cause Stevens-Johnson syndrome, if it didn't cause a whole host of net negative reactions, you know, no harm, no foul, but it does. It is a juvenile, old-fashioned, outdated, ineffective method for helping you protect yourself against the influenza virus. And really, it is a fool's errand to get yourself vaccinated for the flu.
What do you make of the lie of 36,000 dying a year when every doctor I talk to says it's about 1,100, and those are infirm people?
Well, this is the whole thing. I mean, you can cook the books. If you're a good statistician, you can cook the books in any way that you want if you're smart enough in order to make what you're presenting look like it's positive and effective. But when you drill down the data, when you take a hard and fast objective look at the research and you actually read it line by line, page by page, and you have a scientific a method of looking at it, the facts are a stubborn thing. The flu shot does not work. And, you know, now it's all about...
Okay, but I mean, everybody I know, but, and to make your point, I was just thinking, my uncle got a tetanus shot when he was little and it almost killed him. Everyone I know says, I don't take the flu shot. I took it and it almost killed me. I think that's what's hurting vaccines more than anything. People know they take them, they get real sick. I mean, people know in the trials of Gardasil it killed a bunch of people.
Well, but this is why they do direct-to-consumer advertising, because in the general population, there's only a small percentage of InfoWars listeners. There's only a small percentage of people that go to PrisonPlanet.com. There's only a small number of us who have woken up and who understand this. The vast majority of Americans have been dumbed down by decades of malnutrition, decades of crap in the food, crap in the air, crap in the water, and fluoride in order to make our IQs lower. So the average American citizen is going to believe whatever they read, and the media and the pharmaceutical companies are all in bed together. So look, folks, wake up. Facts are a stubborn thing. Knowledge is power. You don't know what you don't know. And when it comes to health and healing, the stuff you don't know will kill you or heal you. Do not take
but just recently they admitted that the number three cause of death in the country was just infections in hospitals. But if you had drug interactions, doctor mistakes, and infections, we had John Rappaport, investigative journalist, on. It is the number one cause of death, hands down. I know you've broken those numbers down. Conservatively, how many people does the medical system kill each year?
780,000. 780,000 people a year are killed from the medical system. The second leading cause of death, heart disease, 680,000. Third leading cause of death, cancer, 550,000, which means the medical profession is more dangerous than cancer, for goodness sake. Snap out of it. That's why longevity is going to change the world. That's why longevity is going to change the world.
And we'll break that down. There's ways to fight this with the proper vitamins, minerals, and trace elements. We break it down at InfoWarsHealth.com, and you break it down on your radio show. Doc, let's expand on this, though, and move through some of the other things I wanted to get you on about. The meningitis outbreak. They're actually saying because of fungal meningitis in a big pharma company, they now want us all to take more meningitis shots to go to college or have a job. When meningitis shots, from my research, whether it's viral, bacterial, or fungal vaccines, are some of the most dangerous on record vaccines.
Yeah, that's correct. And this latest outbreak of meningitis that's happening now, right, was caused by bad drugs, tainted drugs. People were getting steroid shots, steroid for joint pain. Are you kidding me? You know how old-fashioned that is? You know how many of my patients have needed a steroid shot for joint pain? Zero. Zero. So you give a steroid, you inject an anti-inflammatory into a bad joint, and if it's made from a compounding pharmacy or a pharmaceutical plant that has, you know, improper quality control standards, now the drug itself gives you meningitis. 14 people have died. 14 people have died. 214 people have become infected.
Yeah, I think it's 16 now.
It's crazy. And, you know, that nobody's asking the question, number one, why did they even need that shot in the first place? Well, if they were my patient, they wouldn't have needed that shot because you don't get joint inflammation and musculoskeletal pain because you have a steroid deficiency. But this is how far down the rabbit hole we've gone in our objective.
Sure, to be clear, and I've worked for large animal vets, they'll tell you, you give something steroids long enough, it rots everything and then degenerates the whole body. But again, they're trying to mask a problem that's already there instead of go after the problem. Just like they're always saying, let's find the cure to breast cancer, not find out why it's exploded several thousand percent and the U.S. leads the world in it. What's happening with breast cancer? What's happening with the facts that everything's exploding?
Well, the reason, check this out, all right? We have given $600 billion of research money, $600 billion, that's almost $1 trillion of research money to the medical profession that doesn't even know how to cure heartburn. The MDs, the allopaths, Big Pharma, they can't even cure heartburn. They can manage it, but they can't cure it. We gave them $600 billion to try to cure cancer, and they don't even know how to cure heartburn? You got to be kidding me. We've taken the wrong dog to the hunt. Meanwhile, in 1998, there was an article published in JAMA. It showed that the mineral selenium, which is cheaper than dirt because it's made from dirt, reduces the occurrence of breast cancer by 82%. 82%.
And by the way, you said that on here a few months ago, and I didn't even know that. I went and looked it up, and there was mainline medical journals. They know all this. It's incredible.
Yeah, and how many women got that phone call from their MDs? Mary, you're not going to believe it. You wouldn't believe what I just read in JAMA. I want you to go to the health food store tonight. I want you to throw a brick through the window. I want you to get all the selenium that there is. Leave them a note. I'll pay for the window. Selenium, you need it. There's a history of breast cancer in your family. Take it. You need it. You know how many women heard that? Zero.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. I literally, when I'm at a drugstore, because I live out in the country and that's all that's out there, so if I'm not going all the way into town to the grocery store, I've got to go to the local CVS, and I'm in there while they're shooting up little kids and stuff, and I've gotten to the point where I have to say something, and then the manager gets real mad, and I'm like, hey, guys, those vaccines don't protect you. You know, look at the studies. Look at the connections to neurological disorders. Guillain-Barré. But they think it's like a sacrament, and they smile and they give them the shot, and it's like, you're good, you trust the system, you're doing something good for your kid, and we know they're hurting them, we know it's all a fraud. Well, it just came out that one of the big medical companies in California knew the MMR shot was giving people MMR on purpose, and that was their business plan. I mean, these people are just sickeningly evil, and there's all these useful idiots that think it's cute to trust a government and corporations that have been caught doing all the secret testing on us.
And check this out, right? That's the stuff that we already know about what they put in the vaccines. And we already know that by and large, they're ineffective. And by and large, they're dangerous. And by and large, they hurt us. But what about all the stuff that we have no idea at all about what they're putting in the vaccines? What about that stuff? If you trust the pharmaceutical companies to protect your health, you got your head in the sand, ladies and gentlemen. It's time you snapped out of it, woke up, and got a clue.
Now, let's break down, because, yes, it's the big solution. They know that our bodies need the building blocks. I'm sure you heard about now, not just one case, there's more. Children bringing in the new kombucha. Up until a few years ago, it tasted great from India. My kids drank it, and it was something like a 0.25% alcohol, you know, 0.25%, which, I mean, wouldn't get a fish drunk if you put it in it. So many foods have more, you know, more alcohol than that, fermentation. Now they've made them change it so it doesn't taste as good. There's almost no alcohol. It's something like, I forget. I mean, it's so infinitesimal. It's microscopic. I was reading on some last night. My kids were drinking, and it didn't even say any percent of alcohol now that they've SWAT teamed them and stuff at the grocery stores. But they're now arresting, and threatening to arrest people with kombucha, a fermented tea drink or whatever that's probiotic and so good. But then meanwhile, I'm sure you saw in the New York Times, they're saying, let's just put all kids on drugs, not just kids with ADHD. What do you say to that?
Well, this is how far down the rabbit hole we have gone in this country in our abject genuflection at the altar of the myth of Big Pharma, right? We have been completely brainwashed. And now, listen, I think I don't have any evidence to support this, but there has to be a thought control machine somewhere, because this stuff doesn't work. Drugs, the people that we go to for medical care, as it turns out, are the leading cause of death in the United States, and they have consistently failed to help us with our health. While we've let the pharmaceutical companies run our health, Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Autism has jumped from 1 out of 10,000 to 1 out of 88. Everybody's got arthritis. Everybody's got obesity. Everybody's got high blood pressure.
Allergies, diabetes. I mean, and they're killing us.
Up and up and up every year. Why is this? Because you can't fix a nutrient deficiency disease with a drug. You can't do it.
And they know that, so they've taken the real minerals, trace elements, out of the foods, show that we're sick, so we have to go to them, and the average doctor is just a cult member. They have one of the lowest life expectancies out there. They're following their own witch doctor brew. It's back to throwing our kids, off cliffs to idols. Tell people about the products at InfoWarsTeam.com. They're discounted. We've got free shipping there for people that sign up for the auto ship. A lot of specials there on the longevity products, the entire catalog at InfoWarsHealth.com. But this really is a revolutionary secret. The things I've seen with people on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Polymers Plus, the OsteoFX, all of it. It is so amazing. Briefly, we're about to go to break. What are some of the things that are known to cause these illnesses that are deficiencies?
Well, there are over 278 diseases that are caused by a simple calcium deficiency. Over 278 diseases caused by a simple calcium deficiency. Let me give you the rundown. Most of the time, high blood pressure is a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Ringing in the ears, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Vertigo, dizziness, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Heartburn, a simple calcium and magnesium deficiency. Arthritis, osteoporosis, osteopenia. Heartburn, for goodness sake, it's calcium deficiencies. You don't have a bad gene. You haven't been cursed by God. You went to the wrong doctor. You took the wrong dog to the hunt. Snap out of it. Take the longevity nutritional supplements. Clean up your diet. Get the heck out of the way and let your body fix itself because it can.
Absolutely. I mean, Ted Anderson was going to have knee surgery, and after taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Polymers, and OsteoFX, the leg is back to normal. Aaron Dykes lost 98 pounds. It's not even advertised as weight loss. I've lost over 40 pounds. It is simply amazing. InfoWarsHealth.com. It is a revolution of research and understanding that Dr. Wallach and others have developed. The entire catalog, InfoWarsHealth.com. I want to come back with Dr. Glidden and talk about some of the other big outrages and the attacks on over-the-counter supplements that we see from Big Pharma. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
As well. Yeah, democracy don't rule the world. Crank it up. Better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence.
But I better get that unsaid. Because a man's gonna do. Because a man's gonna do.
And a man's gonna do what he has to do. When he's
all right, that's it from Bob Dylan. I guess hear the whole song, go to iTunes and get it. But wow, sundown on the Union. I'm gonna keep glitting 5 more minutes in overdrive here. And yeah, I'm pitching high quality longevity products, discounted and free shipping. You can sign up for on AutoShip at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com because it funds the operation. But I went out and searched for the best thing out there. Promoted it about 6-8 months, you know, because I thought it was good vitamins and minerals. My wife was taking it, kids were taking it. Started seeing miraculous stuff with my mother, who's a triathlete. Miraculous stuff with Aaron Dykes. Miraculous stuff with Ted Anderson. And I finally followed it and lost over 40 pounds, and I'm still a little bit overweight, but man, with my shirt off, man, it's a totally different person. But I was really fat, folks, at 270 pounds. I'm down to 230-something. But the point is that it's not even advertised as weight loss. It's this stuff really works. The Pollen Burst Plus, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the hundreds of products. I mean, I know I'm taking the Osteo FX. I know I'm taking their proprietary Ultimate Dietary EFA Plus, the Rebound. All of it's awesome. It's all available. They've got great seaweed products as well. InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWars.com. health.com, and if you actually go to the site, you can see the number. You can call and become a member of the team. If you want to be a distributor, you can pay like $10 and get discounts or just order on the site, or as I said, become a distributor or preferred customer and get free shipping. 877-551-1301. The InfoWars crew is ready, members of the team, to take your questions or, you know, answer your questions or help you navigate the site or sign up for auto ship or get discounts. 877-551-1301. Doc, some of the other outrages, though, I mean, there's so much going on that it's so over the chart. So off the chart where they just get away with anything. I mean, every day studies how this is killing us, that's killing us, how they knew this drug would kill kids that took it, you know, for asthma and didn't help anybody and, you know, and AIDS and the factor eight. And I mean, it's just the big pharma is just monstrous, but they're so big and they run the government. I mean, they really are at the heart of this whole thing. And I know what it is. It's eugenics, Doc.
Well, you know what they say, Alex, steal a little and they throw you in jail, steal a lot and they make you king, right? The pharmaceutical industry is so big, man, they funded World War II. They funded World War II. It is gigantic money. It is gigantic money. And that's why Dr. Wallach, that's why I love Dr. Wallach so much, because, you know, he discovered the cause and the cure for cystic fibrosis in 1972. It turns out it's a selenium deficiency in the blood of the pregnant mother. It causes chromosomal damage in the fetus. And when he came forth with that information, they fired him. They fired him, and then the NIH blackballed him from teaching at any major health university in the United States.
Stay there, Doc. I want to come back and talk more about this because I've looked into it. Folks, it's really true. They know it's vitamin and mineral and trace element deficiencies. They know, and they want you sick. They want you dead. They want you begging on your knees to them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.